I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, we're joined by one of the most popular comedians in the land, Jim Gaffigan. He's the kind of entertainer who simply commands your attention.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for recognizing me. Isn't that better? Denial isn't just a feeling they have in Egypt.
And we learn why being friends with Simon and Garfunkel is no picnic.
Tell her to find me an acre of land.
That seems a little big to ask for.
We get music from rapper Bus Driver. He's a rapper, not a bus driver.
It's the resurgence of the happy black rappers. But the African medallions are like handicapped placards. Ralph Vuitton's in a modernized retro. My fresh photos are Wallace Lester and Renslow. Why don't you shit me? Lump out the yobo fleshy buddy and it's on the boat with Dill Dressing. And it's similar to urban Bill Testing. Dress as ducky.
All this plus a conversation with the moon, Amazon review theater, and more. It's all on Wits, and it's coming right up. From APM and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. At the Fitzgerald Theater in downtown St. Paul, we've got a zombie problem, you guys. Not the apocalypse kind. They're not busting down the doors of the Fitzgerald Theater, I don't think. The problem is this. We make movie after movie after movie where the dead rise and stagger about and try to kill us. We do it so much. Sometimes the zombies are hungry for brains, even though they have no demonstrable gastrointestinal tract. They often want to turn other people into zombies because maybe they're lonely, although they have no social skills aside from group shambling. Millions of people are enjoying zombies. They're watching this show, The Walking Dead, every week. It takes place in a post-apocalyptic hellscape where the dead have risen and society collapses, but the lawns are somehow mowed regularly. I wish they would show zombies staggering around with lawnmowers, but still cutting very neat back-and-forth patterns as they do. But the thing is, as a collective source of terror, zombies are sucky to the max. I want to use my platform as the host of America's most important radio program to tell you what to do in case zombies ever become real. Here it is. Relax. Zombies chasing you? Walk briskly away. Maybe a light jog. There, you've escaped. Is there something you can climb on top of? Good. Problem solved. Are you inside a building? Well, careful with the windows, sure, but you probably don't even need to lock the door. This terrifying monster is incapable of manipulating a doorknob. I like your odds. These are temporary solutions, sure, but zombies are temporary problems. Bereft of a body with the ability to heal itself, these dudes are going to fall apart. They'll erode. The Walking Dead takes place in Georgia. One summer in that humidity, you just have a ton of squishy zombie flesh mounds. I live in Minnesota, and seeing my friends and neighbors turn into zombies would be sad, but it would be more than made up for by the fun of seeing zombies try to get through a winter here. I'd stay inside with a cup of coffee or a beer and watch them through the window in sub-zero conditions. They'd slow down, then they'd stop, then they'd freeze over, then they'd fall, and then they'd harmlessly shatter. It would be hilarious. If The Walking Dead took place in Minnesota, it would be a sitcom. Now, I get zombies, I do. We're all trying to deal with death, so we construct fables and mythologies around creatures that somehow manage to be alive while dead. Vampires, same deal. Ghosts, same thing. Mummies, car talk. I just prefer to joke about it and believe that death, like zombies, is something I can casually scamper away from and avoid. Hey, we all have to deal with our own personal apocalypses in our own way. We got a great show. He is a Los Angeles-based rapper and part of the Hellfire Collective, an artist who is going to blow your mind. Bus Driver is with us. And one of the top comedians working today. He was nominated for a Grammy for his latest album, Mr. Universe. He's the author of the best-selling book, Dad is Fat. Jim Gaffigan, welcome to Wits.
Thank you.
lately everyone wants to talk to you about having five kids. And I do too. You have five kids.
Oh my God. I do, yes. I haven't talked to my wife in an hour. There could be more. There's always some coming.
Lots of people have one or two or even three kids. What happened when you had the fifth in terms of how people responded?
Yeah, there has definitely been a shift. Because when you have, with five, we've jumped the shark, right? Yeah. You know? Because when you have your fourth, or you're expecting your fourth, people are like, wow, four. But when you have your fifth, people are just like, just stop. You know, are you creating your own nationality? Is there going to be a country called Afghanistan? You know, what is your plan?
Well, I get the sense, though, in hearing you talk about it, that you kind of love it. You kind of love the big family.
I really do love it. And believe me, I was, I'm the youngest.
One of your kids right now?
That could be. But I don't know. I'm constantly amazed at how having too many kids and too many things to do ends up feeling great and being rewarding.
Well, you were 38 when you had your first kid, and that's a lot of adult years spent childless. What would, like, say, 30-year-old Jim think about modern Jim?
He would think I was, like, a loser. I remember when I was doing comedy back in the early 1900s, and... No, I remember in New York City seeing, comedians like Ray Romano that were married and had kids and just feeling sorry for them. I was like, oh, that's so tragic. His life's over.
I want to ask you about a voice that you've done in your act for a long time. I don't know what term you use, but it's an audience member who is aghast at the things that you are saying.
Right. Yeah.
Can you describe and maybe demonstrate this voice for the audience?
Oh, I don't know why they'd even have him on that show. I thought that NPR was for smart people, and he's...
Where did this voice come from?
I think it was always part of my personality. I don't know if that's a good indication of anything, but... It was kind of part. I would use it as a teenager if I was late. You know, you could diffuse the situation by addressing it by like, Jim, I can't believe you're late. And so,
it's like you always have a friend who's talking.
But
to you.
We all have that inner critic, right? And I'm a slow talking Midwesterner. So when I was starting in stand up in New York, if I stopped talking, people would yell things. So I just thought, I'll just heckle myself.
Save some time. All right, I'm going to say a term, and I think it's going to have an effect in this room. Hot Pockets. Yeah. Everyone here just went a little crazy.
Yeah.
Fill in for those who didn't react, who don't know what that is, what that is in your life.
I've never even heard of that term. Well, Hot Pockets is the blessing and the curse that's been bestowed on me. I'm very grateful that this thing that replaced kind of the 7-Eleven burrito where everyone would eat it. I had a bunch of jokes on it, and it kind of coincided when Hot Pockets gained popularity. But it is one of those things where I certainly don't need more drunk people yelling Hot Pocket at me.
So this was something that you used to do in your act. You'd riff on how you would eat these things. They're gross. They're popular.
Right.
And it just put you on the map. Hot Pockets.
But it's in a way almost out of control, right? Because I remember one time I had a special that I came out and I was donating a portion of it. And so I was on CNN and I was doing this very serious interview about Veterans Affairs. And I didn't realize at the time that there was your name's listed below. And I was listed as Jim Hot Pocket Gaffigan.
Let me tell you about veterans' issues.
Right. So it was like, you know, I think we don't value the service of our veterans and those families that support them. It's just like, Hot Pockets! So...
Have you heard from the Hot Pockets people about this?
Well, I understand that, first of all, they understand that...
Because your act would include the phrase diarrhea pockets.
Yes. But I think that, you know, the good people who... By the way, the Hot Pockets story is an amazing American story. It was. By the way, wouldn't it be great if it was found out that I owned Hot Pockets? No, but it's an amazing story of immigrants that, you know, ripped off the Jamaican meat pie and sold it. But they supposedly the Hot Pockets, they did a study. An online study, because people, emailed me and told me that they were part of the sample base to determine whether it was positive or negative, my jokes, and it was determined that it was positive.
Positive.
Because I
the
think
the diarrhea pockets focus group not as much.
Right. Well, they know that it's not caviar, right? It's not like I'm gonna impress my girlfriend with a hot pocket.
I have to ask you, I've seen you act in serious roles in TV and movies, including Away We Go, which I think was a fantastic movie. And you're really good at it. What does that give you? What does dramatic acting give you that comedy doesn't?
Well, I mean, I love comedy, and I love, particularly stand-up or even this environment where there is the absence of the fourth wall. But I do love drama. I think most comedians are rather kind of serious people. And I love hiding in a character, you know, or in a voice. But so I love dramas, but it's just that I love acting, but it's just the process of getting acting roles that I find really just baffling. It's, you know, I've compared it, it's like stripping, but you don't get a dollar, right? and I'm a goofy-looking guy, so I'll spend hours preparing for a role, and I'll walk into a room, and I can just see it on the people's faces. They're like, no. And so it's just human. And I'm a character actor, which is code for ugly. So.
Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Thank you.
Pop song correspondences. Responses to Simon and Garfunkel by their friends Alan and Doug. Hey guys, was there something you wanted to talk to us about?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Heck yeah, so stoked. Bummed you guys are missing it. It's gonna be awesome.
It is such a nice fair. They have really great herbs. Don't forget the cumin. Anyway, why do you ask?
Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Oh, she lives at the fair? Is she a carny?
And you both dated her? So she's like Simon and Garfunkel's mutual carny ex-girlfriend?
Hey, that's their business. Okay. Does she live near the funnel cake stand? Because I'm going to be hanging out there a lot.
Well, okay, you guys. We'll catch you later.
Tell her to make me a cambric shirt.
What was that?
Okay, find your ex-girlfriend somewhere at Scarborough Fair. Order her to make you a shirt.
Can it be one of those airbrushed ones with her caricature on it or something?
Without no seams nor needlework, then she'll be a true love of mine.
I'm beginning to see why this relationship didn't work out.
No, okay. Find her, make your weird shirt done. Well, all right. See you guys.
Tell her to find me.
is, we just had this whole day planned. The roller coaster, the baby farm animal exhibit.
Yeah, and there's like deep fried butter sticks. I'm all over that.
Yeah, and so I just wonder if finding your ex and convincing her to make you a seamless shirt and give you real estate will put kind of a crimp in our plans.
Between South Border and the Sea Strand, then she'll be a true love of mine.
I don't even know what that means.
Maybe, here's just a thought, just brainstorming. You should call her or go to the fair yourself. They have discount tickets at the Jumbo Mart. We can give you a ride.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Okay,
I thought we made that clear.
Established that. Right, we got the herb thing. Writing that down, parsley, sage, rosemary. All right, got it.
Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
You know what, Paul, Artie, forget it. We just need to give you guys the sound of silence at this point.
She once was a true love of mine.
Jim Gaffigan as Doug, me as Alan, Janie Winterbauer as Simon and Garfunkel, more or less. More with Jim Gaffigan and rap artist Bus Driver in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with rap artist Bus Driver and comedian Jim Gaffigan. Now, as we've said, Jim Gaffigan, known for being a comedian, also an actor, Super Troopers, Portlandia, 13 going on 30, and this week he has agreed to perform some dramatic monologues for us. For the source material, Jim will use one-star reviews from Amazon.com of what are universally accepted to be classic books and films. This is Amazon Review Theater.
Lawrence of Arabia. This is World War I movie. No one wants to see World War I movie. Nobody. As soon as I saw the airplane with two wings, I knew that this was in for trouble. No one wants to see World War I movie. If they did, then how come there are hundreds more World War II movies for every World War I movie? That's where it just ends there. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I thought this book was not very good. Nobody died because of the Oompa Loompas. The characters were very stupid. I didn't like Augustus because he ate too much. The arguing was okay. A Clockwork Orange, a film by Stanley Kubrick. I bought this as a gift and had no idea what it was about and still have never watched it, but was told it was not that great.
A lot of unfit stuff, but I should have checked about it before I bought it. My niece's husband asked for it, and I didn't know what else to get, so I got it. But would not buy it again.
The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Because visitor rhymes so well with door?
Jim Gaffigan, everybody. Our musical guest this week is a Los Angeles-based rapper and producer. He has released a ton of albums, the most recent being Bows and Arrows. Questlove of the Roots loves this guy's music, and so will you. Here is Bus Driver.
I am the first. I am the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon from my air balloon. I am the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon. Yeah. Holding your hand. Let me tell you about it. Shit. There's no resurgence of the happy black rappers, but the African medallions are like handicapped placards. We're alphabetized in a modernized retro. My press photos are Wallace, us are Renslow. Why don't you shake me? I'm out the yobo fleshy bunny, and it's on the board with dill dressing. And it's similar to urban bill testing. Dressed as ducky, accompanied by a sexy bunny. Shroud of a burlesque show, just up in a ring finger of the lead singer. Stir a fresh bowl, a bitch is filled with beast singers, but I emerge fresh dough. It's home with a black screen reader, perplex on a blurb stretch. Did the yesterday and spacey, but the bird nest is low. Mysteries I'm common, placed it upon me, travel the country and winning spaceships. On the phone, cursing that deep book and agent site. Build words on the field of the country with underground who's who, but I've been sodomized with a builder's pool cue. Lying am I the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon from my air balloon. Pound my beliefs into the desired shape. I put them sound asleep in your fireplace. Lying am I the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon from my air balloon. Pound my beliefs into the desired shape. I put them sound asleep in your fireplace. And start returning to the pop of the dope rappers who retreat the holes in the sky, climbing out rope ladders. I'll stand you with silver to stuff the lather. You've been brainwashed out of your ears like soap lather. Why don't you define me? I'll fuck a real bonsai. Don't know what to do on the wrong guy. Test crews like Chris Groove and DVD. I got my start to resolve CVE, but I like that guy's stupid. His music's for a sign and I've got a wristband for the popsicle stick man. He's the water hot lava. Drip brand in the clip lands. One swan the top dollar. Twist friends to a rich fan. But there's not a lot of offers to give grants to kids fans. I want the lungs. But ADDDD role players. We got the lungs, so we formed the commonwealth. You hear me through random signings and foul sharing. You tell me that songwriting's like childbearing. No, it's not. It's self-indulgent, self-inculpence. Watch your egos melt into your culprits. I am the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon. From the air balloon, pound my beliefs into the desired shape. I put them sound asleep in your fireplace. Yes, you. I am the first black astronaut to walk the bare moon. Yeah. Watch me walk down the moon. Somebody just clap with me. Can y'all clap? Do this. Come on. It's easy. Freestyle from Minneapolis right now. Yeah, my clique gets heralds all the way to the Fitzgerald. I kick styles that are never sterile. Maybe I'm like a sterling steel blade when I come through and invade like America did Kuwait. You wait, bus driver comes through and MCs get turned into tombstone. They're giant phalluses that don't know what the style is, but I do. Well, I am a diverse black astronaut to walk the bare moon from my air balloon. My beliefs into the desired shape. I put them sound asleep in Minneapolis fireplaces. Black astronaut to walk the bare moon from my air balloon. Pound my beliefs into the desired shape. Let everybody in meeting just clap. Oh. Oh. Give it up, y'all tight. Thank you. Thank you.
Bus driver with John Munson in the witnesses. Bus driver, a.k.a. Reagan Farquhar, you are you're still a young man, but you have been rapping since you were a small child, right?
Yeah.
How old were you when you started?
Probably nine. Nine-ish.
You have a lineage connected to the history of rap. Your dad wrote the movie Crush Groove.
That's right.
Can you tell people what that movie was?
For those of you who don't know, there's a music, there's an American music out there called hip hop music. And there is an origin film about one of America's greatest rap labels, Def Jam, and it's disguised in this movie called Crush Groove. And it was from the 80s. And my father wrote it not because he loved rap, but because he loved the idea of loving rap. So he became the guy who loved rap vicariously through the script. I don't know. But it's a really fun movie, and it was a definitive rap movie from the 80s.
This has, like, the Beastie Boys acting in it, and Rick Rubin, and...
Well, I mean, yeah, Run DMC, and LL Cool J.
So did that allow you to meet, like, the young furry Kangol hat-wearing LL Cool J?
I did.
What was that like? How old were you when that happened?
Well, when I met him, he wasn't wearing a shirt. LL Cool J wasn't the same back then. He didn't have pectoral muscles. It was just all abs.
All the way up to his shoulders?
So it was like teats. But LL Cool J did something really particular during the Crush Groove making that I thought was really interesting. That kind of stuck with me through the years. In order to compensate LL Cool J, they were going to, you know, write him a check, I mean, to compensate him. But he actually refused and got the dollar value in tennis shoes.
Really?
So
how many tennis shoes did he get paid?
A great deal. But if anyone wants LL Cool J to do anything, pay him in shoes, because he goes for that.
You do have your... It's funny, talking to you, you know, here and backstage, you're kind of a mild-mannered guy, but that's like talking to Reagan, but then when Reagan becomes bus driver, it's this complete other guy. Why is that?
Well, I'm gonna be honest for a second. And you know what? A rap persona is kind of a defense mechanism mm-hmm. in your social circle, maybe in your neighborhood, you know.
It wasn't mine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if y'all heard that mixtape by Jim, the Agaff. Yeah. But
it's on SoundCloud, I think.
Yeah. Seminal work.
You have a very fast flow. You talk real fast. You rap really fast. Is it a kind of thing where the words are second nature, you know they're coming out, or are you making decisions on the fly?
Unfortunately, I'm making decisions on the fly. So things can go really wrong. Seriously, like when I was playing, I was thinking about dinner that we just had and how I didn't put enough dressing on the salad. And I kind of missed an opportunity to have a tasty salad.
It's true.
I don't think I've ever heard a Kanye West track about that's, salad dressing.
That's why I don't eat salad.
Never want to run into that situation.
It's but too risky.
Is it a thing where, like, you know, one day, you know, I'll sell as many records, I'll do the same kinds of things as Jay-Z and Kanye?
I mean, yes, but I'm so old, and I rap so strange, and I seem to be dedicated to it, I don't know what the prospects are. You know, but when I pick up my daughter from school, because I have a daughter, I try to act like I'm going to be that guy. You know, I wear big jackets, you know, chains, or any kind of jewelry I can find.
Does it fool her for a minute?
It fools her friends, and that's all I want to do.
Bus driver, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, I've been making a lot of contacts. I'm on LinkedIn now, networking like crazy, so fingers crossed. Mom, by the way, that ham was delicious.
Oh, thank you, Chris. You sure seemed hungry.
Yeah, are you eating enough these days, son?
What? Of course, I can afford to eat and go to the grocery store.
Oh, hi, everyone!
Wow, that ham smells terrific. I said that ham smells real good.
Did anyone hear anything just now? Because I didn't hear anything.
No.
No, nothing at all.
Oh, not again, you guys. I'm right here, and I weigh 2.5 tons. Wrinkly skin, big floppy ears. Rhymes with smellophant.
So, Chris, what is your plan for, say, paying your rent this month?
Well, my lease is actually up. I might move in with a friend or...
Look to Danta Africana! African elephant! In your living room, Peterson family! You want trumpeting? Fine, I'll trumpet.
Okay, fine, fine. Son, you need to move back home with us. And yes, we see you, Bruce.
Thank you, Donald. Hi, everyone. Thanks for recognizing me. Isn't that better? Denial isn't just a feeling they have in Egypt. It's real. Now let's get to your issues.
Nice to see you, Bruce.
Hey, Joyce. You saw me the whole time. You just didn't want to admit that you did. Chris, you're going to move back home. You're all going to draw up rules on how we'll work and plan for how to get Chris back on his feet.
Well, I just didn't want to talk about it because it just makes me feel like such a failure.
Chris! Dude, what just smashed through your wall? We all have crises and opportunities. Did you know the Chinese character for crisis is the same one for elephant?
I don't really think that that's... Really
as for you, Donald and Joyce... That spark is gone out of your marriage.
Oh, now I wouldn't.
I'm right here in the room. It is the truth. Look at me.
I'm going to call that therapist tomorrow. We need help, and we're going to get help.
Bruce, we want to thank you for making us face you.
Well, my work is done. Guess I'll just fly back to the rainforest using my ears as wings. Yeah. Maybe sit on an egg, you know, hear tiny people yelling elephant stuff.
Well, that sounds great, Bruce.
Bruce, that's stuff that Dumbo does, or Horton the elephant from Dr. Seuss.
You're wrong. Those are real elephant stuffs. Why are you guys looking at me weird?
So, hey, big football game this weekend.
Hey, guys, can I be of some assistance? Sorry about the wall. Oh, look, there's another elephant here. Right on.
Why isn't anyone saying anything?
But I just said, oh, I get it. Tell you what, I'll hang back. I'm here whenever you're ready.
You need to tell Bruce the truth, Dad.
Well, Bruce, buddy, you've been helping this family for a long time. But it's time you knew you're not a real elephant. You're a metaphor.
Our own very special metaphor, Bruce.
Oh, wow. This changes things. Holy smokes. When did that other elephant get here?
Finally. Hi, everyone. I'm Jimothy. Bruce, I've been sent here to help you face the fact that you are a literary device. Recognizing me is a big step in that direction, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, dear. And I suppose you think you're a real... elephant, Jimothy.
What? Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
Honey, that ham was really delicious, honestly.
Did anybody just hear something?
No.
Janie Winterbauer as Mom, Open Mic Eagle as Jimothy, Bus Driver as Chris, Jim Gaffigan as Bruce the Elephant, and me as Dad. Support for WITS comes from CPR, which stands for Credence Pulmonary Revival, John Fogerty's new bluegrass-based life-saving procedure. Can anyone perform CPR? John Fogerty can. And from the new movie Hannibal Montanibal, starring Anthony Hopkins and Miley Cyrus in their most famous roles. Coming soon to nowhere. Additional funding provided by Grapefruits, the food nobody likes. Grapefruits, There's not enough sugar in the world. Grapefruits, when you want something worse than nothing for breakfast. Grapefruits, eat them when you feel you've done something terrible. Grapefruits, start your morning off with an unpleasant experience. Grapefruits, larger than an orange, worse than everything. More with Jim Gaffigan and rap artist Bus Driver in just a moment. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with rap artist Bus Driver and comedian Jim Gaffigan. Once again, Amazon Review Theater, one-star reviews from Amazon.com, dramatically interpreted by Jim Gaffigan.
The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. I cheered for the sharks. The only exciting thing in the whole book was when the sharks appeared. I cared so little for all the characters, especially the old man. I hope they got him, but nope, they ate his stupid marlin instead. When the reader is hoping the hero to die, your book sucks. Dante's Inferno. One of those classics that would not make it in today's world. There are some humorous parts, but the America is so over the edge with its shock culture and shock rock and shock news that it makes this book seem quite outdated. A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. I know nothing about this book. I never purchased it to read. Sorry, I have nothing to say. Maybe someone else will rate it.
Jim Gaffigan, everyone. Here with more music, Bus Driver.
This song's about, I don't know what it's about. Let's try it though.
Bum bum fire, 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 fire.
Dude, we made girls laugh louder at the bacon bar. The clam chowder, I fit the shoes, you eat prison food. I got interviews with Matt Lauer. I catch a plane in half an hour, so I can't stay at the after hours. I say goodnight, I'm in demand, cause I lay down and I'm in the band. I don't ball with huge budgets, what a do-do. It gets news covered, that's South by your blue hunters. And I ate like I had two stomachs. They get that paper, none of the table. I charge fools like Jeffrey Cables. I write dope. Cab. I'm out the door to the loo. When you're hotter, they will Google you. A crowd sort through the roof and say,
bum bum fire, bum bum fire,
bum bum fire, bum bum fire, bum bum fire, bum bum fire. Everyone help me out, put your hands up high like, ooh, 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 ooh. Good job, Fitz. Yeah, ooh, 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 shit. But I forgot to mention, the game suffers some hypertension. Yeah, I forgot to mention, Minnie's got to go. So St. Paul, you're in a blouse, recycled cash.
never want to say it's an air horn. Yeah, I keep my chair warm. Talk about it.
Bum, bum, fire, bum, bum, fire.
What?
Bum, 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 bum.
That's Bus Driver, ladies and gentlemen. And a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who is whispering hush. Ah, he's asleep. Good night, kiddo. Good night, room. Good night, moon.
Hey, yeah, good night.
What? Who's there?
Relax, man. It's me, the moon. You know, calm. You don't want to wake up your kid, so.
I can't, no, I mean, once he's out, he's out. It's one of his best qualities, which I can't believe I'm saying, much less to the, what's going on?
Regular stuff. You know, you say goodnight, I'm saying goodnight back. You know, polite society rules, right?
You're really the moon?
No, I'm one of those guys that walks around impersonating the moon. You know, the guy, they synchronized orbit with the Earth. They have an equatorial radius of 1,738 kilometers, give or take. You know, they control the tides sometimes for extra realism. Yes, I'm the moon.
What? You're really the moon? For really, real, really?
Believe it already.
It's just, I'm looking right at the moon.
Yeah, that's me right here, and I see you, and I'm looking right back at you.
But I don't see anything. I mean, besides regular moon features.
Well, if you were another moon, you'd recognize how handsome I am and that I have a face.
This is not normal. This isn't how normalcy goes, like, at all.
Hey, you started the conversation.
I didn't, though. Or I didn't mean to. I was reading Goodnight Moon to my son, as I've done a lot of times, as has every parent.
Yeah, no doy.
Some doy. You haven't said anything any other time to anyone ever in the history of ever. I'd have heard about it. This is going to be on the news.
Nah. Anyway, you were done. Your boy used to sleep. You said goodnight to him, the room, then me. You weren't reading. You were actually speaking, true or false.
Well, it's a gray area. It's more poetic than that.
Don't tell me what's poetic. I'm the moon.
Oh, you write a lot of poems as the moon? Is that a moon thing?
Nah, it's an earth thing. You're from there, right? You know, people on Earth have been writing crappy poems to, about, and underneath me since they learned to write crappy poems.
Just crappy poems?
There's no other kind.
Oh, now, hey. I'm pretty sure there is. There must be.
Do you party?
Do I party? How do you mean?
Where I come from, partying either means dancing around non-committedly. This is, you know, if you're at like a party on a TV show, or it means hooking up or doing drugs. I mean the last way.
Are you offering me drugs, the moon?
You call me, I'm just being social.
Just, moon, come on, I'm with my kid.
You could do with the drugs what you want. You know, I don't care. I got plents.
Plents? Does that mean plenty? Your moon slang is kind of lazy.
Yeah, sometimes we abbreviate.
And by we?
Yeah, me.
Okay.
You want some Scooby snacks or what? You know, that slang I got from downstairs, guys. That's what we call you guys.
It's just so abrupt. And no, and Moon. Moon, are you wearing a wire?
What? No.
No.
No way. Yeah, sorry, I am.
Moon, I do not do drugs.
Okay, sure, it doesn't matter anyway. All right, he's wise to it, forget it. End of story. Later on, man, good luck with all your stuff and stuff.
Well, nice talking to you. Until you turned out to be a total narc. Well, good night, Moon. Good night, Narco Squad. Good night, Sun. Good night, me. Jim Gaffigan as the Moon, me as Dad. And now the Wits Lightning Round. Quick questions, some answers, all beef. Jim Gaffigan, you have 5 kids. Which one is the best?
I'm going to say I don't really like any of them.
Bus driver, favorite author?
Oh, God.
That's a good author.
lightning round. Come on.
Isaac Asimov? I don't know. Oh.
Jim, yes. What's the funniest day of the week?
Thursday.
Bus driver, which superpower would you choose if you could choose one?
The power to close doors forever.
Jim, what superpower would you use to defeat bus driver's superpower?
The power to open doors.
Bus driver, first album you bought with your own money?
The Jim Gaffigan mixtape.
Jim, dogs or cats?
Both.
Bus driver, soup or salad?
Saloop.
Jim, how come no one has marketed small batch artisanal chewing gum?
Let's get on it.
Bus driver, if you could pick any person currently alive to drive with from Seattle to Miami, who would it be?
You?
That is the correct answer. Jim, favorite memory of working on Three Kings with George Clooney, Ice Cube, and Mark Wahlberg?
Making love to George Clooney.
Jim, which member of One Direction do you relate to most?
I'd say probably Harry.
Bus driver, which member of NSYNC do you relate to most?
The one that isn't in the band anymore?
Both of you, bare knuckles fist fight to the death between One Direction and NSYNC. Who wins?
No one, because violence isn't the answer.
The management?
Bus driver, favorite artist that you think more people should know about?
Oh, God. Michael Jackson.
Real starved for publicity, that guy. Jim, favorite comedian that more people should know about?
I think Brian Regan should be much more famous.
Jim, best parental advice you ever received?
Best what? Political?
Parental advice.
Just admit you don't know what you're doing.
Bus driver, have you ever driven a bus?
No.
Jim, your last name sounds like it might be that of a chain restaurant.
Yes.
What would Gaffigan serve? And not the thing you're thinking of.
You know what? Maybe some warmth and kindness.
Okay, turbo lightning round. Yes or no answers only. Do you believe in the following? True love, Jim.
Yes.
Bus driver.
No.
God, Jim.
Yes.
Bus driver.
Loaded question. No.
Ghosts, Jim. Bus driver.
Yes.
Space aliens, Jim.
No.
Bus driver.
No.
Space Allens, which are space aliens somehow named Allen. Jim.
Yes.
Bus driver.
No.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round, everybody. Support for Wits comes from Yoko Ono brand chewing tobacco. Imagine 1,000 clouds, pull them down and dance with them. Now grind them with your dreams until they fit in your hands, then place them between your cheek and gum. Spit ghosts. And from Rick Astley's Rick Rolling Transportation Service. Never gonna pick you up, never gonna drop you off, never gonna drive around to meet you. It's not a very good transportation service. Additional support provided by Harry Reid, by which we mean the Senate Majority Leader, not the unpleasant surprise when you go to play a clarinet. Once again, bus driver.
Because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
lot of people help make WITS happen, thanks to our broadcast engineers Rob Byers and Johnny Vince Evans, our coordinating producer Hans Buto, our interns Jillian Jacob and Sam Siegel, and Fitzgerald Theater staff Tom Campbell, Mike Wongan, Aaron Cassio, Alan Freckman, and Dan Zimmerman. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Allison Augustine, and Lauren McGuire, and Mike Fotis. We're joined, as always, by music director John Munson and the witnesses Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Special appearance this week from Open Mic Eagle, thanks to music guest Bus Driver and comedian Jim Gaffigan. We're on Twitter at WITS, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web at witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows, and you can sign up for the WITS newsletter. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out, write a review if you wouldn't mind. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Boll, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.
All right, now, fellas! Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it, shake it, oh, shake it, shake it, oh, shake it, shake it, oh, shake it, shake it, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Y'all ain't shaking it, y'all ain't shaking it, shaking it, shaking it, shake it like, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Who wants to shake with me? I'ma shake a little bit just 'cause I'm feeling right.